Clearly, the foreign ministers would also focus on the ongoing situation in Russia, between Russia and Ukraine. But what is it that they come out with? And more importantly, among the G20 memberships, what is the understanding that they develop, not just on, you know, Russia-Ukraine conflict, but also on the impact of that conflict on the rest of the world, particularly the economic impact, particularly the development impact, the challenges that the developing countries face because of the conflict. I think those are equally important to focus on, of course, along with the Russia-Ukraine conflict also. So I don't think it would be really correct for me to prejudge the outcome of the G20 foreign ministers meeting. I think we should let the plenipotentiaries of the G20 foreign ministers meeting decide that on their own. But we are very clear that the foreign ministers should focus on all the priorities that are currently very relevant in the global context.